Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, and welcome back into The Intersection with Noel White and Jason Longshore. We are back on the corner of sports and everything else, and today we have a special guest with us. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we have WNBA two-time champion and your Atlanta Dream starring point guard, Jordan Canada. Jordan, welcome to The Intersection.
Thank you for having me on here. I'm so excited.
We are as well. We wanted to get a player on here to kind of help us in our mission of bringing sports in with everything else that goes on around sports. You know, athletes have lives outside of being an athlete, and you're the perfect athlete to start this with because you are an athlete with a lot going on outside of the court. And speaking of the court, you are back and you guys are rolling. Like, how is it feeling this season?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's been feeling great. I think we have been clicking so well so far. I think that we all want to play hard for each other, support each other, and be at each other's best. And I think that's just what makes a great team, is when you're willing to like sacrifice for the betterment of the team. We all want to see each other succeed. And it's just more fun. It's more fun to play that way when you know the teammate next to you has your back. So we obviously are still building that chemistry, but I think so far we have been doing a really great job of just sticking together and playing well together.
And it's coming through on the court, that how much fun you guys are having together, just playing and making it happen. You guys are on the road right now, correct?
Yes, we are. We are currently in New York. We just got to New York. We were in D.C. For a game on Sunday.
So when you're on the road, like, what is your go-to formula for building the perfect playlist on the road? Like, what are you listening to and how do you choose it?
Oh, I don't know if I have a go-to formula. I think it just depends on how I'm feeling that day. Honestly, every day is different. Sometimes it could be a mix of different genres. Sometimes it could just be strictly R&B or rap. But for the most part, I try to keep it a mix just because I listen to so many different things. But I will say that whatever playlist I do decide to make, I try to make sure that I at least have some 90s music on there and a female artist on there.
Oh, nice. Nice. A nice mellow sound. You know, that's one of the things I love about the WNBA is that when you're at the games, you do get that R&B sound and a lot of female sounds, and it gives the game a different feel.
Yeah, it does. Like, I truly am. Our games are, we have a mixture of genres of music that we play, and I think it all fits the vibe of the crowd and the attendance, and everybody is all in tune and having a good time. And for me, I'm such an R&B girl. I love listening to R&B. That's like my number one genre and go-to. So I just think it's just such a vibe listening to R&B music. It puts you in any kind of mood that you want to be in.
I 100% agree. I absolutely love R&B. So, like, let's talk about a little about the role music plays in your life, and especially R&B. Like, when did you fall in love with that vibe of what R&B can bring to you? And what's your favorite genre of R&B? What's your favorite era?
So, music has always been a big part of my life. I think it's such a safe space for me. All the music that I have listened to thus far is somewhat relatable in my life, whether it's basketball, family-related, friend-related. There's always a song that I can go to that just fits the moment or how I'm feeling. And music has always been a big thing in my family as well. My dad was in the music industry in the 80s, So I grew up with music in the household, and my brother used to be in a music group in high school. So I think I've just always been surrounded with music, and I didn't really get passionate or really interested in music until maybe about middle school. I signed up for my middle school choir in like 7th, 8th grade. And I think that's when I really just became interested in music. And I think it just brings a lot of versatility because I've listened to so many different genres of music because of my brother, because of my dad. It kind of allowed me to figure out what type of genre that I like. And so R&B became my number one. I really love 90s R&B, but I also love 2000s R&B. I think those are my top two areas of R&B, but in general, I just love any type of R&B music. But those two are my top three areas.
You have excellent taste, Jordan. I must say that. Those are two excellent eras of R&B to listen to. They always put you in the mood you want to be in. I have to agree with you there.
I just agree. I think 90s R&B and 2000s R&B is very different today. But I just think the 90s R&B, 2000s R&B is always just telling a story, and it always just makes you feel things. And again, it's just relatable to whatever is going on in my life. And in general, there's always a song that you can go to that just fits the moment.
This is The Intersection on 929 The Game. We're speaking with Jordan Canada. So along with basketball and along with music, you have this other intersection, which is fashion. Now, I'm at most of the games. I've seen you when you were, you know, on the bench, you know, recovering, ready to come back, and you had some of the flyest fits, some of the cleanest combinations that I've seen so far this season. Like the carpets and coming into the games the past couple of years have become a new thing for the teams and for the league. You are definitely a big part of that in your style. How are you this creative? How do you come up with your style? What is your style?
That's a great question. Again, all of this really just depends on how I'm feeling and my mood. I think for me, I love like streetwear fashion. I feel like I have like an intersection of LA culture and starting to fit the Atlanta culture a little bit more with being more bold and colors and feeling confident in what you're wearing. And I think that is just how I've always been. I just try to be as creative as I can be, and I think it allows me to express myself in ways that I may not necessarily know how to verbally. So I think that just being creative with different pieces, it allows me to just, like I said, just create a vibe for myself, to feel confident in myself, and just to look good. Because, you know, when you look good, you feel good. And that's just kind of like my mindset when I'm creating different styles or different outfits.
Because you had on one outfit a couple weeks ago before you came back. It's so interesting that you brought up, you know, your connection to LA and coming to Atlanta, because you look like you came right off the set of the California Love video. But it looks so cool. Like, I think you had like the knit vest going on with like the earth tones. And I was like, okay, Jordan, I see you all the way up here. I see you. I see you down there. So it's interesting
Thank
that you,
you
bring up. Yeah, of course. You know, I'm watching. I'm looking. It's interesting that you bring up your connection, you know, being from Atlanta. I mean, being from L.A. and coming to Atlanta, because I've always seen Atlanta and L.A. as kind of like cousins, like kindred spirit cities. And I think you bring a lot of that energy here. Like, that's why you feel comfortable in your L.A. skin here, you know, in these Atlanta streets. And it comes off. The fans see it.
Thank you. I love LA. That is my home through and through. So wherever I go, I always just try to have bring a little bit of LA with me. And I think that's in the aura that I bring, the swag that I bring. And I think with Atlanta, just seeing the people and the culture and just how bold it is and how confident it is, I think that's what helps me become more versatile in my looks, of just being able to just be free in whatever I want to wear, and being proud in whatever I want to wear. So I think those two things, like you said, they're kind of like they're cousins, and it fits well together. So I think those two things have definitely intertwined in my closet, and it has allowed me to wear pieces that may be a little bit more bold, or things that I thought, you know, in LA that, you know, I don't know if I'll wear that, but in Atlanta, I definitely would. So it just helps me expand my wardrobe.
I love that. Now, a big thing of what I bring to this station, especially to this show, is sneaker culture. I love sneakers. I love sneakers.
Okay.
So I've seen you. I know your Jordan brand. I've seen you last year. You had the Tatums on. And you was doing the thing, shaking and baking everybody out of their shoes and making these insane passes and lobs and all this great stuff. Love watching you play and what you do. But I love watching you do it in Jordan brand. So what are we wearing this season and why?
This season, I'm wearing the 38s, the Jordan 38s, the Lowe's. I love the colorways that they've had. I love how comfortable it is, how light it is. And, I'm going to try and stick with those as much as possible. But to be honest, I tried to wear the Tatums, I tried to wear the Lukas, because, there's so many games in the season. Mm-hmm. So I try to just spread it out as much as possible. But those have been my go-to since I've come back from injury, is the Jordan Lowe's. They're just very comfortable. They're very light. And I love the colorways. I'm all about a colorway. If the colorway looks good, I'm definitely going to wear them. And I think Jordan brand does a really good job of having really cool colorways on different signature shoes. And allows me to just like I said, if you look good, you feel good, you play good.
Yeah, because I noticed last season you wore that two-tone Jason Tatum a lot. It was like one color on two different shoes. And I was like, oh, Jordan really swaggy.
Yeah, those were actually my PE. So every year we get the ability to create a PE shoe. And last year I wanted to do it on basically myself and the different personalities that I bring on and off the floor and who I am as a person. So the orange and blue, the orange represents me being a Leo, very fiery, very fearless when I'm on the court. And bringing that lion attitude, that leadership on the floor. And then off the court, I feel that my spirit animal is a dolphin. They're very smart. They're very loving. They're very joyful. So I just tried to intertwine those two. And that was pretty much the PEs that I had in mind. And it had a symbol of a lion and a symbol on a dolphin on the shoe as well. So I tried to wear those most of the time last year. I thought they were really comfortable, especially to do them in the Tatum 2s. Those are my favorite pair last year. So this year, I dedicated my PEs to my brother. I asked him to create a shoe for me. And basically, it's based around him and his creativity and what he loves. So I haven't showcased those yet, but I will at some point during the season.
Oh, I'm super excited. Now I definitely got to keep my eyes peeled and make sure I know when you bring them out. Because that's definitely the stuff that I look for.
You'll know for sure. You'll know for sure when I bring them out.
Well, that's great to know. Okay, we're gonna spin back to basketball in this edition of our conversation with Jordan Canada. A big part of this win streak has been your steady hand at point guard. So can you break down what it means to run point for our Atlanta Dream?
Yeah, being a point guard is very, very special. I love playing that position. It allows me to get my teammates involved and put them in positions to succeed and be successful and to their strengths. And I think it's very hard to be a point guard. Not everybody can do it. But I think for this team, it's all about, for me, just pushing the pace, making sure we're constantly running, making sure we're constantly getting up and down, getting good possessions. And, you're not always going to be perfect. Basketball is not a perfect game, but just trying to be as consistent as I can possibly be and sacrificing. I think for me, it's all about sacrifice. What can I do to impact the game as much as possible without having to be a scorer? How can I get Ryan involved or any of my teammates involved? Leash, BG, Bree. We have so many different scorers on our team. How can I get them involved? And then also defensively, I think I bring the defensive spark as well and setting the tone in that way and getting our defense going. So it's all about how I can sacrifice and make an impact for my team, and that's what I try to do day in and day out.
And it shows on the court, believe me, Jordan. It shows your hustle and your tenacity and your IQ. It shows. I was just saying on air Saturday. That's the difference that you see with you back on the floor. Like, they were rolling, but now they're really rolling. I got one last question for you, Jordan.
All right.
When fans watch you play, they're seeing more than just basketball. So, like, how would you describe the full version of what you bring to the court?
Great question. I think I bring that fearlessness. I think I bring that energy. I want to say it's a quiet energy. I'm not one of those, like, loud and yelling and screaming type of players. But I do bring that spark, and it's very quiet. I'm very humble, very reserved. And I just want my teammates to succeed in whatever capacity that they can. And so I think that's what shows. I have that quiet fearlessness about me, and I bring that quiet energy. So I think that is what the people see, or at least I hope that's what they see. That's what I want to portray when I'm playing. Is that anytime you play me, even though I might not be the loudest, you're definitely going to feel me when I'm out there on the court.
Indeed. This is The Intersection on 929 The Game. We're speaking with Jordan Canada. Jordan, where can fans reach you on social media?
So I am on Instagram. You can follow me at jcan, J-A-E-E-C-A-N. And I'm also on X, Jordan_Canada. And those are the two main platforms that I use.
All right, Jordan, thank you for joining The Intersection. This is The Intersection on 929 The Game with Noel White and Jason Longshore. We are still on the corner of sports and everything else, and we will be back next with darts. We are going to throw darts at people that say things that we didn't like this week. Coming up next on 929 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.